Yesterday, Governor Sean Parnell took a stand on the Steller Sea Lion issue. The state of Alaska has submitted critical comments on the draft biological opinion released by the National Marine Fisheries Service that would place restrictions on fishing in the Western Aleutians. The state also petitioned the federal government to remove the eastern stock of Steller Sea Lions from its endangered species list. The population of the eastern stock of Steller Sea Lions, concentrated in coastal Alaska, has grown at a much more rapid pace than the genetically different western stock. This discrepancy both helps explain why NIMS is proposing a strict program that would close the Pacific cod and Aka mackerel fisheries in the Western Aleutians, and why the state of Alaska thinks it's time for the eastern stock to lose its protections. In a press conference yesterday, Governor Sean Parnell had harsh words for the endangered species designation of Steller Sea Lions.
That Endangered Species Act has increasingly become used as a roadblock to development. These actions have forced the state in the past to play defense. Well, today the state goes on offense.
This isn't the first time that Parnell has questioned the protections put in place by the Endangered Species Act. He's also questioned the endangered species designations of beluga whales and polar bears in the past. Julie Spiegel, a spokesperson for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, says the petition to delist the eastern stock shouldn't have that much effect on NOAA, since they were already considering the option.
Really, the only impact it will have is that it might change our deadline for completing the status review, because now we have to meet a statutory deadline.
And Michael Levine, Pacific Senior Counsel for the conservation group Oceana, says that the delisting could actually turn out to be a good thing if the population is stable enough.
If, in fact, the population is increasing and warrants delisting, that is a success for the Endangered Species Act, and we hope one that can be mimicked in the Western for the Western stock.
And as for the state comments on the Steller Sea Lion biop, they reflect much of the same concerns levied by the fishing industry, mostly that more research needs to be done and that there doesn't seem to be conclusive evidence that the Western stock is affected by commercial fishing. Douglas Vince Lang, Endangered Species Coordinator at Alaska Department of Fish and Game, explains the state's rationale.
We don't think that the science and the interpretation of that science in the biop justifies the recommended sweeping fishery closures in the Western and Central Aleutians that are recommended by NIMS as part of their reasonable and prudent alternative.
While the state of Alaska is addressing the eastern and western stocks at the same time, Levine says that he doesn't think that there's a substantial connection between these two issues, except that lessons on managing the eastern stock could be applied to the western stock.
I wouldn't make too much out of the timing. The National Marine Fisheries Service has been accepting comments on both the status of the eastern population and the proposed changes to management for the western population over the course of the past several weeks. And again, what we're seeing is that there is the possibility for these populations to recover. We're having success with the eastern population, and we need to do more to ensure a healthy ecosystem in the west.
The North Pacific Fishery Management Council will reconsider the Steller Sea Lion issue in its October meeting.